The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3123. It's Saturday, which usually means it's a What to Watch Now episode, and this one is kind of a What to Watch Now situation, but it's almost more of a What to Listen to Now situation. So yeah, let's dig in. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the folks at Lucasfilm have been doing some interesting things in the world of sound and music. For example, a few years back, they released that EDM album called Headspace. And yeah, that was really pushing the comparative boundaries of things. I think they haven't done anything like that since, you know, Christmas in the Stars for all intents and purposes. And then on Disney Plus, they released Galaxy of Sounds, which was, partly not exactly accurate because it wasn't just about sound, it was about video. There were montages of planets and of scenes from familiar Star Wars storytelling, but it really was about the ambient sounds that were associated with these things, whether with certain planets or being part of the light side or the dark side, that sort of thing. So that was a very fun thing that they put out on Disney Plus, and we actually talked about it on the podcast some, you know, number of episodes ago. And the most recent foray into interesting soundscape situations has come with a couple of lo-fi videos that they've put on the Star Wars YouTube channel. So yeah, again, sound but on video, right, with YouTube. And basically there's animated artwork that is laid over the hour-long tracks for two situations. One of them is a Life Day one. This was the first one that was released on Life Day itself. And then there was a Snowy Starkiller Base one that was released a month later. I think it was December 12th. That one's about an hour long too. And if you're not familiar with lo-fi, it's basically meant to be kind of mellow hip-hop beats that are good for relaxation and for studying and for sleeping. It's supposed to improve concentration and focus in some cases. Personally, for me, as I've listened to them, I am not having that experience because I keep tuning in my ears for, you know, sounds like Wookiees roaring or TIE fighters screaming by, that sort of thing. So it's still kind of fun to listen to, I'll say that for sure. And then they released a few days later something that was really more along the lines of like an ASMR kind of situation, even though it isn't labeled as such, which is basically similar animation with the Mandalorian and Grogu sitting by a fire on Tatooine, and the sound for this video is basically crackling fire noise. But that's not in their lo-fi playlist. They've got exactly two videos on the lo-fi playlist right now on the Star Wars YouTube channel, that Life Day one and the Snowy Starkiller Base one, which really does kind of suggest the possibility that they are going to be releasing more of them. And since the first one was November, the second one was December, I'm really hoping that they come out with a new one sometime this month. I think that would be pretty cool if they did. But it's a little bit later in the month already from when they released the first two. One was November 17th, the other was December 12th. So yeah, timing, I don't know how it's gonna go. But the comment threads on those videos are all overwhelmingly positive and grateful for the release of these videos with the lo-fi situation. And there have been a lot of other folks that have just randomly done Star Wars inspired lo-fi tracks, and you can find them on Spotify as well. I have a collection of them that I have saved as favorites on TikTok that I will use for the background music of videos that I've been posting over on that channel from time to time, at least. So yeah, that's what I've got for you on the What to Watch today, which is sort of a What to Watch because, yes, you know, the animation is kind of fun, but it's also very minimalistic, so it's not like you're getting a whole story to watch or anything like that, but it is really more about the ambient music, the lo-fi hip-hop music that's accompanying these animations. That's what the videos are really about. So I'll link to them at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com, so you can check them out for yourself. And that's what I've got for you on the show today. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.